Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to Should I Delete That? I'm Alex Light.
And I'm Em Clarkson. My microphone was really far away. Sorry, hello.
Sorry, we just, we lost Em for a minute because she's...
The light, I look good today.
She looks good today.
I look good, but you know what's more important than looking good? I feel good. I feel good. I've been working on my face. I have my Foreo Bear thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not supposed to use it, I don't think.
Why not?
Although, because the website says that after my jaw surgery, I definitely shouldn't be using it.
Oh.
It gives me tiny little bits of electrocutions, which I actually really like. So, you know, horses for courses, it's my face, I'm going to do what I want. I wasn't allowed to tell you that I used it when I worked with them because they were like, don't tell them. But now I'm not working with them. So I'm going to tell you, I love it. I use it all the time.
Your face is still holding up, so we're good.
It's probably why all the screws have come loose, actually.
Yeah, got things sticking out all over the place. But
apart from that, I've just had a crack. It's all just come crashing down a bit. Anyway, I use it to like go along my jawline, my cheek, I used it before the wedding. I think I've told you this before, and it made me feel so snatched and look so snatched.
Yeah,
it gives you like a little mini facelift if you do it regularly. Anyway, I'm back on it. And I feel like I can see the difference in my face.
You look really good.
I agree.
Your makeup looks really good.
Thank you. But I think it's because the palette's better. Because I just had a bit more time to just...
Yeah.
I've just been prioritising trying to make myself feel better.
What? So it's the Hourglass, the ambient palette.
Oh, yeah. I'm using that's brand new. I just got the Hourglass.
It looks really nice.
Yeah, like bronzer.
Glowy.
Yeah, I've never had a palette like that before. I've never had a face palette before.
It's really nice.
Because I couldn't see the point and I didn't really know what they did. And then... I don't know, I saw someone on the internet using it and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get one. And now I feel like I look good.
Your skin looks great.
Yeah, it's good. I'm using the Arbian, what's that brand called? Arborian.
Arborian. You told me about it. CC cream.
Yes, CC cream.
It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, so it comes out the tube and it's white.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, what? And then you put it on your face and it matches your skin tone.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Is that what you got on now?
Yeah.
It's really, really nice.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So glowy.
So glowy. Yeah, it's been really good for me because I don't need so much coverage now. I'm less spotty. So that's good. Love that.
Oh, yeah, that spot's gone.
Fuck off. Yeah, the spot's gone. Jesus.
I do not look glowy.
I disagree. And I just said, yeah, I think your hair's got so long.
It's growing crazy amounts.
Yeah, look, you go.
Yeah, but only for a few more weeks and then it's just all going to drop out, isn't it?
I can't confirm or deny that.
My sister's got she had the baby exactly the same time as you and she's got a fringe that only covers half her forehead.
Is she losing her hair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, bless her.
Completely.
I lost all mine all broke off during pregnancy and thank fucking Christ I didn't lose any more after the baby was born.
Yeah.
Because I'd have looked like Mr. Potato Head. I wouldn't have had anything left.
Because your iron, right?
Yeah.
It was so low.
Yeah. But since I haven't had any postpartum hair loss.
Yeah. Have you not?
Nope, none.
Okay.
I just had... So it doesn't happen for everyone. So you might be fine.
I hope so.
Yeah, you might be absolutely fine. Because I was fine. Yeah, I lost a lot when I was pregnant, but I think that's because of my iron.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's anything to do with pregnancy.
Okay, hopefully. Yeah. Not. I mean, my nails aren't any thicker and better, at all.
Fuckers.
I know. Intrusive thoughts. Okay.
Oh, yeah, part two. Part two.
Because we only managed to do, I think, two or three in the last episode.
Yeah, because we got the gigs.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of There's a lot of, what if I just ram into this wall when I'm driving? The urge to just swerve the steering wheel for no reason. Just don't look at it.
We've done this. Yeah, we've ticked this
wall?
One off. Yeah, what wall?
Doesn't exist.
No walls. No such thing as a fucking wall.
You know that thing where you, that trick you can do with your eyes? If you stare at one thing, if you stare at something straight ahead of you, eventually the periphery will just melt away.
I don't believe you.
If you stare at something really, if I stare at this microphone really intensely for a while, then eventually the peripheral will just go.
Okay, we've got time.
I don't want to put this to the test.
We've got plenty of time.
No, I've done enough of this stupidity. Right. Every time I walk over a bridge, I just want to throw my phone off of it. Yes! Every time.
Every time I cross Millennium Bridge, when we film, sometimes one of our studios is in Soho and I walk over the bridge. And every time I take a little video and I'm like, oh, I love London. Just love London. And every time I hold on to that phone, like I am holding on like to the one remaining string, which is holding down the hot air balloon with everybody and everyone I love
in Christ.
It. Like that's the kind of ferocity that I hold onto my phone with.
Oh, God.
Like if I let go of this, it's all like, cause I just think I have to hold it with both hands. Cause if I hold onto it with one hand, I'll drop it. Even though I never drop my phone.
Don't you think it would feel for a millisecond, it would feel amazing.
You know what it would be? It's this final scene in Devil Wears Prada, which annoys me so much.
Yeah.
Where Miranda's ringing Andy and she just looks at her phone and she just chucks it into the fountain.
Oh, yeah.
And on every level, that annoyed me. First of all, because I'd be like, I would kill for that phone. It was 2008 and I didn't have a phone. And I was like, oh, don't yours, I'll catch it.
Don't know you're born.
But also, I never understood why she quit that job. Like, I never understood it. I'd have stayed. Are you kidding? She fucking thrived there. Like, she loved it.
Yeah.
She loved it. She was so happy.
Was she?
Yeah.
I thought that was the whole point, that she was unhappy. She was, like, harassed by Miranda.
Well, she was a bit. But I felt like her boyfriend was the real villain there.
He was the real villain.
And actually, I thought, you know what? You're thriving at work. You're actually doing really well. You are enjoying it. You're learning a lot. Like, I did feel that she was enjoying it.
Slightly toxic environment.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But I did feel like she was driving there, and all that Nate was just making her feel like shit for it.
He was so not understanding at all.
No, he was more than that. He was really toxic. Like, I really,
so toxic.
Yeah, really didn't like him. He was so unsupportive. He was the real villain.
Yeah.
And so, and then I felt like she was choosing to go to him
Why wasn't that identified at the time?
It was an autism,
that it was
baby.
Him.
And it's just a noughties.
God, it's so bad.
Because it's literally, it's probably my favourite film. Top five. Like,
really?
I absolutely adore that film. Mm. I've watched it so many times. It's like my comfort film. I love so much about it. I just love it. I love Stanley Tucci. I love Meryl Streep. I love Emily Blunt. I just kill it. It's just so good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It actually, it's not very progressive in that, like, we weren't very comfortable with her prioritizing her career, because it was like she was failing her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she was vacuous for caring about fashion and and like all of her friends were like, we're not into you. And like, you just care about work. And it's like, well, fucking forgive her for living in New York.
Oh my God, totally.
Of course she needed to focus on work. We can't all be Carrie Bradshaw.
Also, she didn't become mean. She was distressed.
Yeah, she was just busy.
Yeah.
And her friends and boyfriend couldn't hack it.
I remember him being really horrible, actually.
Yeah.
I've only watched it once, I think, at the time. And I was like, oh, this doesn't... Yeah, he's not very nice.
No, he's not nice at all.
This is not understanding.
No, he just makes her feel really bad for working all the time. And it's like, also, you're a chef. Like, let's be honest, you're probably coked out of your fucking head. But also, that's a huge allegation I'm just throwing at him. But sticking
huge.
With it. But also, that's a New York chef, probably. But also, like, he's not exactly home in time for dinner every
night.
Well,
exactly.
So what,
very antisocial
hours.
At
the end of the film, he gets off at another job in another state, can't remember where. And she's like, okay, I'll come too. So it's like, oh, so we follow you for your career.
I don't remember that.
But by all means, we're annoyed with Andy when she goes to Paris for the career opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh my God, I'm fuming now, actually.
So yeah, so it does upset me that she throws the phone away, because I'm like, Miranda had your back and you were making waves there and you were going places, and I'm disappointed for you.
We need a redo of The Devil Wears Prada. like, you know how those Ina Blyton books where you could choose your own ending, choose yeah. different endings? We need one of those. That's with a different ending.
I think she should have stayed. Maybe it's an unpopular opinion. No, I do too. Because maybe I just like the hustle and whatever, but like I just feel like she put too much in to just leave after a year. And yeah. the editor of the Boston Post or wherever she goes to get the job afterwards says, "Why did you go?" Because Miranda really? Said she was my biggest disappointment. Because Andy was so good and she left, and it's like you have so much potential and you kind of gave it up for the man.
I'm gonna watch this tonight.
Yeah. Oh my god, do you want to watch it together?
Should I really want to watch same it. Time? Yeah, let's watch it.
Oh, I'd
it.
Love that. Yeah,
I want to. I've literally only watched it once.
We could do a whole. Is it just me? I mean, we're going into sentimental garbage territory, but they've never done an episode on it, so they're missing
okay.
a trick.
Okay.
So yeah. Anyway, she throws her phone in the fountain, and I think for a minute there, it probably felt really good.
So good, so good. But then when it dawns on you,
I know, and the people please are in you. Me. I couldn't handle it because I'd be like, answer your phone, Oh, you've thrown it away, yeah. and I'd just die.
Excellent. What if I just drop my house keys into this drain? Yeah, no.
Or your AirPod.
Your AirPod.
Because that stresses me out. That's gone. Yeah, you wouldn't get that back.
That stresses me out. No, don't drop your house keys. That's not coming back. This one made me laugh. She said as well, quite niche, very niche.
Okay.
What if my knees just stop working? I think this daily. Why? I think this daily, like when I'm in the queue and I can just visualise myself just dropping to the floor.
She's so right. We put so much trust in our knees.
I know.
Like, think about how far away we get from home, just counting on them to get us back again.
Imagine if they just quit.
But I had a different visage, like different vision of them quitting, because I imagine them just locking, because if you ever tried to go down the stairs without bending your knees...
No.
You can't. This is it. It's literally impossible.
Because my mum sometimes gets a locked knee, and it's so bad. It's so bad. It's like, it's completely debilitating, obviously, because like the knee, the whole point of the knee is that it's a joint that moves
yeah,
and bends.
Yeah, it's integral.
I think that's my favourite one.
But I'm with her, yeah.
My knees just stop working. Love these.
Oh my god, if your knee stops working, do you think your femur would just fall to where your shin is? Do you think it would all fall, like, you know when a big building falls down when they do like a organized demolition and it all just sort of like falls down on itself? Do you think that's what happened to your legs?
Probably.
Do you think they'd just sort of like double up?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's not a nice
that's horrible visual.
Well, yeah,
probably. Oh
yeah, so maybe they'll land in your shoes.
I just love that she's in a coffee shop, like in the queue. Like, what if my knees just stop working?
Oh god. What if they did though?
Okay, when I'm walking and there's people behind me, my brain's like trip.
Oh god, I wish I had those thoughts. I'm like, brilliant, they're gonna kidnap me.
Fair. I wasn't expecting that, but fair.
Yeah.
What if I just put my hand in the mixer? Well, I'm gonna attest to this. Don't do it.
Someone else had that thought.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I can attest to this. Don't do it. It really hurts. So I think I've talked about this before, but basically what happens is, just because this might actually help if we just play this out and then you will never want to do it, or you'll want to do it way more, in which case DM me because I'll be right there with you. But yeah, so basically you put your hand in, and then what happened to me at least was the whisk like wrapped around my fingers and then just gobble. And so then my fingers were all stuck in the whisks. So then we had to get my fingers out of the whisks. It was it was painful. But there was that incredible moment of satisfaction. I know there's something wrong with me.
It's like giving in to the thought.
But there's this moment where... when it happens, when what you think is going to happen happens,
yeah,
this is incredibly satisfying moment, and it's euphoria that I can't really find anywhere else. There's something wrong with me, but like that, like dunk 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 moment that you know is coming, and then when it comes, it's like ah, and then there's
and then
like
you're like,
ow,
fuck,
yeah, like regret.
Was this a mixer? So this was a whisk, not a
an
not
electric,
a blade.
It was an electric whisk.
Okay, thank God, because you just lose your fingers.
Oh, yeah, going in a mixer. Yeah. Well, it depends what kind of, it depends what we're talking about. Yeah, you wouldn't want to put them in a blender. I don't have that urge. Well, no, sometimes I do for the top, not the bottom where the blades are, but at the top when I when I see all the food go, and I just think, I wonder what that would feel like to be part of that. Do you know what I mean?
I feel so left out.
Do not leave me out.
FOMO, let me in.
No, but I want to just feel like the food slapping against my hand. Do you know what I mean?
This is so niche. But I'm actually with you. I want to feel that too.
Yeah. Wouldn't that feel nice?
The grater as well. The grater brings up a lot of...
grating your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I've done it by accident.
Yeah, I do it all
when
the time.
When you get to the end of the carrot.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. putting my arm in between the tube doors as they're closing.
Do it. I told you I saw a kid get his head stuck in the tube doors once.
That frightens the life out of me.
Yeah. He was fine.
As the elevator doors are closing, there's a split second where my brain's like, put your hand out and back again, quick.
I get it. Indiana Jones style.
Okay, we've got a lot of what ifs now.
Okay.
We've got a whole bunch of what ifs.
I love what if.
What if I just leave the taps running? What would happen? I think you'd flood.
Do you think? But like, yeah. How much would you flood? Would it fill the house?
Well, it depends how long you leave it for. But if you leave it for long enough, surely.
The whole house?
Well, it depends if you've got a bungalow.
My house. If I left the kitchen tap running indefinitely, would my whole house fill up with water?
Yeah.
My whole house?
I think so.
Maybe
it would find little cracks to run out of.
That would be amazing.
You think Alex could be on board?
No, we will have to do this. We have to do this without him. He can't know.
Like,
I'm just trying to think about like the exit points in my house. But that's an incredible thought that there's enough water in the tap to fill my whole house with water.
Well, yeah.
So if I stayed in my house while it was filling up with water and I didn't do anything, I could drown while standing up in my kitchen.
I think so.
Isn't that incredible to think about?
I think so.
I could make like an aquarium out of my house.
I feel like we could be missing something here, but I do think so.
But I don't think it's that watertight. I feel like it would start leaking out. I don't think it would explode. I think it would start leaking before it exploded.
Like your front door, or surely there's like cracks and gaps in that.
Yeah, and like the windows.
What if you flooded the street?
Wouldn't it? But you wouldn't, because that would just go.
Yeah, that's
but like
true.
It's kind of amazing that you could just fill your house. God, what would wow.
I really want someone, will someone write in, someone who understands this stuff? A plumber?
I don't think plumbers would know.
A water engineer?
Plumbers must see it all the time, though. People who've left the taps running. Yeah. I've never heard a story of a whole house being...
Yeah. Can you let us know?
I feel like really thick.
Possibly. I
don't think houses are watertight. I think it would just leak out of everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think you'd probably get like a lot on the floor. And then you get to a point where that was as much water as was going to stay in the house. Do you know what I mean? It would be leaving as fast as it would be coming in.
Because the gush isn't that big from a tap either, is it?
No.
You'll have a big water bill.
Huge. And you probably have to replace all your carpets.
Yep.
And probably move your kitchen cabinets.
I don't think it would get up there by the sounds of it.
The bottom of them, probably.
Oh, the bottom, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and then you'd have to, they'd all get mouldy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I just screamed right now in public? Or better yet, in this business meeting?
Oh God, I love that. Imagine I told you, have you seen that video of me not screaming? I did this in, when I was like totally fine, but like, you know, going through a little bit in the summer, I screamed. I waited until I was in the middle of nowhere and I just walked and I put it on camera because I sent it to my friend, because my friend Soph had a baby just after me and we were both like, just kind of up against it, not sleeping, you know, struggling. Like, love motherhood, so stunning. But, you know, a bit.
Sounds great.
So, and she was coming out to the, buckle up. So she was coming out to the Isle of Man. So I did it and I just went and I sent her a video of me doing it. I just screamed. And it was.
Where? In the Isle of Man?
Yeah. I was by myself. Someone probably called the police because you're never 100%. Really by yourself. But it felt fucking unbelievable.
Did it?
Unbelievable.
Did it?
And then I made Ellie do it as well because she came out as well. And it wasn't probably so nice for her because I was standing next to her. It's probably better when you do it on your own.
She wasn't going through anything.
She was a bit stressed about something, and I was like, "Scream, babes!" And she was like, "I can't just scream. I'm going to get the video up for you." I just screamed.
Oh my God!
Amazing.
Was it
amazing?
I really want to do that.
I want to, but I always say this to my mom. I'm like, I want to do it a lot more because I feel like a lot of. It's actually, I keep seeing stuff about like eldest children, eldest daughters, and the rage that we feel.
Yeah.
And I get this rage. And sometimes I just think all I need to get rid of the rage is just to scream. But I live in London, so you can't.
I'm going to go out screaming.
It feels fucking amazing. Here, I put it in black and white, actually.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking amazing. It was just great.
You definitely alerted people to...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure the Coast Guard got called. But it felt so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to release anger without
doing that,
worrying your neighbours, you can put a pillow against the wall and, like, punch into the pillow or, like, scream into the pillow. That could help. I don't know. Anyway, I
learned that. Have you ever done that, punching the cushion thing?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Does it not hurt
if
you punch hard enough?
No. Well, you got to get a proper pillow.
I'm not a violent rage feeler. Like, when in boxing, if you ever go to, like, co-box or whatever, and they're like, imagine somebody's face. I don't have that. Like,
no.
I never want to punch a person.
I don't want to punch a person.
I'm always annoyed at myself. That's all my internal frustration.
Yeah.
Is always with myself, which is why I feel the need to just scream sometimes.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, it's actually really intense to admit that, but I feel like, fuck it.
That's my, like... No, I enjoy that. I like that.
Yeah, this like I actually get this like insane rage. It's always with myself.
I bet there are definitely like classes you could go
There's
to.
There's a rage room in London.
I want to do that
bad. Do you want to come? Me and Ellie are going.
I really want to do that.
Just smash things.
I really want to do
I want to go, and I get really excited when I think about it because it's like I feel like I'm always quite tightly like this with like frustration, and I just feel like it'd be so. I think this is probably why I run so far.
So fun.
Yeah,
probably.
To release it all.
Definitely, it must be.
Yeah, like I was supposed to go running this morning and I didn't go and I kind of got this feeling in my tummy and I'm like, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just need to scream. But we're in fucking Waterloo.
This is a soundproof room, I think.
I don't think it's that
if you
soundproof.
You want to go for it. It's not, is it? Because we hear a lot.
I really want to do it though.
I feel like you could just go on.
Do you think I could do
get
it?
Get a scream.
I'm scared. What if people come running in?
Oh my God, they might.
Shall I do it?
For a studio, haven't we?
Okay, give us a scream.
I mean, there are a lot of offices around us, but just do it quickly.
Oh my God! Oh, that's so good.
I knew it was coming and it shit me up anyway. How does it feel?
I could have gone for so much longer, I would have liked to. I feel like I've only let a little bit out and now I feel like there's so much more I've let come up and I need to let it all out, but I can't. Because one scream, but more than one scream, people are really going to panic. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
One scream's like, a spider. But like prolonged screaming is like, I'm being murdered. So I'll stop. Oh, I feel so good.
Oh God, is it going to bubble over? We've got an interview now. Is it going to bubble over?
God, I feel fucking fantastic. Sorry, carry on. I know these people aren't actually sending these in as questions, but I feel like I'm answering
them. I love it. I'm going to go screaming
tonight. Do you want to go scream?
Yeah.
Do you want to move the mic? Why don't you have a little scream?
I don't think I'm there.
Oh, it felt really good.
I don't think I'm there.
Have a little scream.
I also don't have... I don't have much breath at the moment.
Do what you can.
I can't. I'm too scared. What if I just smush this cupcake into my face instead of my mouth? Imagine how stupid you would look doing that.
Depends where you did it.
Just being like,
it'd be even stupider to do it at home because it's just
by yourself.
Yeah, immediately.
Imagine if you ate the cupcake casing.
Yeah,
I eat the cupcake.
I can't.
I don't swallow it. I just chew until all.
I am horrified by that.
Are you really?
I am. Honestly,
I couldn't believe it.
No.
Okay.
So Em, on her Instagram story, put up a video of her eating her cupcake and then putting the entire cupcake casing in her mouth and chewing it up and then spitting it back out.
Right. Fine. Okay, we'll talk about it. I've done this for fucking years and it was always my dirty little shame. And I felt really proud of myself that I told the internet and I thought this is a safe space. Well, clearly fucking not, you two. But I did put up a poll because I've always felt like I was alone in having done this. And whilst the statistics overwhelmingly told me that it wasn't normal, I wasn't alone.
Sorry, get up the percentage and then get up the number of people and then I'm going to tell you that the people that clicked yes did it by accident.
No. Thousands, Al.
Accident.
Can we remember when I had this cupcake? Oh, here it is. 13% of people said they did it too.
Bollocks.
That's 2,500 people.
Bollocks.
That is not 2,500 accidents. It's not. It's simply not. I concede maybe a couple of hundred of accidents.
But
I had DMs from people. I've had conversations with people.
Who do it too?
You know what? You know what I know?
What?
Alex told me.
What?
Sometimes he does it too.
Does he?
Yeah. That's why we fell in love and got married.
You're both sick.
I didn't know he did it.
It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
It's not disgusting,
genius.
Actually. No. I don't know what it is about it that makes me feel
it's
so weird. But
inspiring. It's clever. I'm getting the most out of life. You guys, you sad little 70%ers. I'm getting all this cakey goodness from the casing. So you know what? You can stay with your depleted little mouthfuls. I'm sad for you that you don't have the bravery and the confidence to eat the paper. It's fucking
delicious. Do you know
delicious.
What? She's hit the nail on the head. We're jealous.
You're jealous.
We're jealous and we're
I get
bitter.
More cake. I get more cake.
You know what? Agreed.
And I think outside the box.
I'm bitter.
And you know what creative minds get? More cake. It is. I know it's revolting. As I'm doing it, I'm like, I know this is gross. And I realise as well, and I said this at the time, it's not a good thing to do. I know that. It's one thing to do it in the privacy of your own home. I did it at my daughter's christening. Like, that's obscene.
I'm glad I didn't see you.
All I think about this all the time, Katia says it to me all the time. Every time I'm like a bit emotional or do anything childlike, and she says to me, honey, when you have the baby, you can't be the baby. And I realise, as I am gobbling the cupcake casing, that I need to grow up because Ollie's going to have a weird mom. Like, I'll be at, like, birthday parties eating the fucking cupcake case.
Imagine her shame.
Poor Ollie. Like, oh, yeah. Ollie's mum's really greedy.
Shoving the entire cupcake in her mouth.
She ate the fucking paper. But for now, while she's not cognizant, I'll just keep it my own. And as well, I just don't need to do it in front of her friends. I've
got
it
year.
In private. I can do it. I can just do it alone.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done for years. I just do it when I don't think anyone's looking. I just shovel it in.
We've all got a secret. It should have remained a secret.
It should have
I think
remained
that's the thing.
This is what I'm learning about myself as we do these. Like, I don't think I have very good, I don't know, is it restraint? No, because I'm very disciplined. What is it? What's wrong with me? Why do I do these things?
I think we encourage ourselves to share a lot in this space.
No, Al. Why do I do these things? Why do I put my hand
in whisk?
Oh, why
do you do this?
Why do I get electrocuted? Why do I
We need
eat
a psychiatrist
cupcake cases?
For that one.
What's in me that likes to scream? Like, why do I do the things that everybody... Normal people have done what... Normal people are just sending these in going, oh, what a weird... thought I have. I've replied to most of them, going, I've done that.
What a
I've
weird
done that.
Thing I've done.
What's wrong with me?
Maybe people could write in about that as well.
Can you speculate? I would be interested in your interpretation.
Me?
Yours, yes.
I think you have ADHD and low impulse control. And you act on your impulsive thoughts.
Yeah.
That's my assessment.
Yeah, then that
as
sounds
a non-professional.
About right. That sounds about right. Daisy, would you concur? Yeah. Yeah. I am quite free.
Yeah, you are. You are quite free.
I think everything's quite at the top. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all ready to spill over. I don't think I have much depth to me. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you mean.
There's a sort of simplicity to it when you look at it like that.
It's volatile.
Yeah, there's nothing, but nothing. I'm not going to be one of those people that you read about being like, it was the final straw and then she snapped. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'll ever get to that. I think I deal with things as they come in.
100%.
Nothing gets 100%, buried. Yeah. Like, I don't sweep anything under the rug.
But you forget
I'll
about things
over
really quickly.
It immediately.
But
oh,
you forget
yeah.
about things really quickly.
100%. I don't hold grudges.
Like, you'll have a bad morning or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, you just get over things really quickly.
It drives Alex up the fucking wall, boy Alex. Like, I will start the biggest argument of our marriage, and then, like, 2 minutes later, I'm like,
oh, can we just move on?
Do you want a cake? Like, what should we have for breakfast? Did you sleep well? He's like, what? You just said you wanted a divorce. I'm like, I didn't mean it.
That would drive me insane.
I get over stuff so quick.
No, that
but then I get
me.
Into a bad mood really quick, but then I just whip out of that again.
Yeah, you do. You do. Like, it takes me a lot to get out of a bad mood. Mm. I have to, like, transition out of it. Whereas you're just, like, click your fingers and you're out.
Yeah. How long does it take you to get out of a bad mood?
I mean, it depends. But, like, you remember last week when I turned up at the studio and I was all frazzled and I'd had to go to an event before and I was just not in a... And I was like, oh, my God, I'm in a really bad mood. Probably, like, half an hour.
Oh, my God, that's fine. I thought you were going to say, like, days.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's still pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd still argue that's pretty quick.
But I have to try.
Yeah.
I have to, like, make a conscious effort to be like, come on, breathe. Everything's okay.
We're out of
it. Stop moaning. Like, you're fine, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't have that.
No, yeah, I have to actively get myself out of it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
I know.
Hmm.
Fascinating.
Yeah. But then do you describe yourself as being in good moods? Because I feel like you're quite level.
I think I am quite level, yeah. Yeah. Compared to you, I think I'm quite level. Sorry, no offense.
No, that's about right. That's about right. But I'm much more often in a good mood than a bad mood.
Yeah, you are extreme.
Yeah. Yeah. But I seem to be up a lot more than I'm down. I probably go down. Well, it depends. I haven't been down today. But I was in a bit of a grump when you guys were, but then I was like stressed with work. But it's kind of fine. And then I just put my phone down and forget about it. And then I'll
The thing. You forget about it straight away.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally like a fish, like a goldfish. It's actually, it's weird, isn't it?
It's quite amazing.
It is weird.
Yeah. It is weird. It's quite amazing, though. It's a nice way to live.
It's like, I'm about to give you another film reference, which is probably going to get straight, I know. Do you know About a Boy, the film?
Yes.
But he talks about living his life as like half a day. I think he calls them units. And it's like, half an hour units, like half an hour, like his life is built up of like half an hour blocks,
aww,
which I really like.
I like that.
But I feel like I'm kind of there.
Yeah.
This half an hour is fucking great. Next half an hour is a bit, bleh, and then like.
I like that though, because then you're like, you know, everything's going to pass.
Which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's, I don't put a time on it, but that's kind of how I like to like.
Yeah, I like that.
To roll with it.
I like that.
Because it's like, it'll be over in a minute.
Yeah,
if I don't like this chapter, we'll just turn the page or whatever in a minute. Isn't life so weird?
Oh, life is so fucking weird.
So fucking weird.
So fucking weird.
But we're just like alive and we're just like having to like watch our mood. It's annoying.
Manage
that we-
our emotions.
It's so annoying.
Regulate
that we have
our
to
emotions.
Do that. Why can't we just go out and scream?
I know.
Final film reference at the moment, sorry, and a lot of them seem to be Richard Curtis, but you do know this one in Love Actually.
Yeah.
When, what's his fucking name? Andrew Lincoln. It's incredibly problematic, all of that. First
Very.
Of all, Keira Knightley was 18 at the time, getting married, and then her boyfriend's, and then she kisses like her husband's best friend, and then she just snogs him, and then he's enough now, enough. Anyway, when he leaves that, when he leaves his amazing house on the wherever he lives,
yeah, incredible.
Like, it's
I
like,
remember that.
Oh fuck, where does he live? Like Blackfriars, it's like, it just looks unbelievable. Anyway, leaves his house, and then he does up his three-quarter length turtleneck, and then he just yells.
Does he?
Oh my god. It's all I fucking want in my life is to leave and zip up my little jumper and
in
then
the
put
cold
my
as
head
well.
In and he
in the dark.
Puts his head in his hands, folds himself up like a deck chair. I'll show you.
It's made me feel quite depressed, though. I don't know why.
And then this guy next to him goes,
oh my god, this is all so beautiful. I think I'm gonna cry.
Oh, thanks, yeah, that's stunning. And oh, it's just.
I feel sad.
And it's just like, oh, this is so cross. Cross in the way that you would be if you were in love with your best friend's wife. I mean, what a predicament. What a situation to get yourself into. Imagine being in love with your best friend's wife.
But I also don't really get this. Yeah, I don't know.
Are you just jealous that Dave's best friend isn't in love with you?
Yeah, I'm actually, like, mortared.
Classic.
What about me?
But I do feel sorry for him. Like, it was incredibly inappropriate.
But how do you fall in love with your best friend's partner, right? Because you have to, there's got to be some, unless they're giving something back to you, there's got to be some kind, you can't just fall in love with someone without any.
You absolutely can. It happens all the time.
Does it?
Have you read any romantic literature? Or,
but I feel like to fall in love with someone, you have to like care for someone, and there has to be a relationship. Like, you can be in lust,
beautiful, in love
but you can like really fancy someone and like fantasize about them. But to be like in love with someone is like it's very, I don't know. There's got to be like a nurture, kind of caring for someone there, and I feel like you can't. I don't know.
But he just loves her. How do we, like...
Get a grip. We go on Bumble. Well, I don't know. Sort yourself out, mate.
Absolutely concur. But like, I do feel sorry. Like,
take a step back.
Yeah. Also, it was incredibly bizarre that he just filmed her
at
the wedding.
It's so weird.
It's really creepy.
Sort yourself out.
Like, just to have... Because what else are you doing with that video if not masturbating to it?
Exactly. You're not an animal.
Yeah. Like... Yeah,
come on.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. And also... No, also, it's just bizarre. However, that closing shot of the video that he made where she's waving from the boat in that sparkly halter top, oh my God. That's probably where all of my fashion inspiration came from. That
really?
One scene. She
God,
looked
I can't remember
fucking
it.
Fantastic.
Does she?
She looked unbelievable in the way that 17-year-old Keira Knightley would.
Fuck.
And a 29-year-old
so
postpartum
young.
Me would not.
Why was she getting married?
Well, the character wasn't 17.
Obviously, but like...
Also, what, she was in Narval. Why does anyone get married?
Oh, God.
I feel like I need to explain some things to you. Love.
Love.
Marriage. Fashion. Oh, it's a fucking great film. Anyway, we've got to watch The Devil
anyway,
Wears Prada later.
We've got
we'll
to
do Love
Actually
later.
Go.
We got to go. We got to go.
We
sorry,
got to go.
We love you.
Thanks for listening. Really
Please,
fun.
If you've ever screamed in public, let me know. And if you've got a diagnosis as to what's wrong with me and why I act on all my impulsive thoughts, let me know. Do I need to see a doctor?
Any good numbers, psychiatrist, anything would be great.
No, it's fun. I like it. I like it about myself. I get more cake.
On that note, we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.